Thanks so much for listening to this clip of Reception Perception. New episodes release Tuesdays and Thursdays.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
The other big piece of news here is out of New England. Drake May getting the start there for the Patriots. I want to ask you, what do you think this means for the receivers there? And specifically, can we focus in on somebody like Jalen Polk and Demario Douglas, who I've talked about on my own podcast? I think that these two guys, pick one. I don't think both of them are going to have a big upgrade, but one of them, I think, certainly will benefit with Drake May getting the nod here.
Yeah. I talked a little bit about Douglas in the offseason, that I thought he was like a bit of an oddball slot receiver.
Yeah.
Where he's a better man coverage beater than a zone coverage beater. Still generally feel that way about him as a player. For Polk, the thing that's tough so far, like, and he's gotten a lot of playing time. He's run the most routes on the team the last 2 weeks. He's he's gotten a lot of air yards. Got a lot of prayer yards in those air yards too, by the way. I'm very interested to see what the whole operation looks like with Drake May. I think it was time to start Drake May. I know people are concerned about him starting against the Texans. I get it. He could get smoked by a couple pass rushers, but like, I don't care. You got to get the dude on the field, because what's happening right now, like, is not good. Like, I think I just want to see what Drake May looks like in this offense, and that's that, because I think he's going to create more opportunities for these wide receivers just because he can extend plays and things like that, and they're going to need him to behind that offensive line. For Polk, the tough part, so I charted the last two games.
Yeah.
He's been on the line of scrimmage for 73.9%, and he's only been in the slot on 12.2% of his route. So he's primarily playing as their X receiver, and I don't love that usage for Jalen Polk. I think Jalen Polk, if you go back and look at his RP profile, significantly better zone beater than man beater. 83.5% success rate versus zone, which is an 81st percentile mark. In success rate versus man, he was fine, 68.1%, but that's a 42nd percentile mark. If you look at these two games that I've charted so far, it's actually pretty similar. 83.9% success rate versus zone, which is definitely good, and 64.7% success rate versus man, which is a little bit below average. Pretty similar to what I just outlined there with the collegiate success rate. So that's, in a weird way, I think Polk has looked exactly like the player I imagined him to be. He's a fine separator versus man, really good separator against zone, generally like a crafty guy working specifically over the middle of the field. He's run a dig route on 17.4% of these in these two games, and he's been at an 83% success rate. Really good running the dig route, which was, I think, his best route in his collegiate RP profile, 84.6% on the dig route there.
Yeesh.
But you're not gonna get the best of him unless you've got him as an off-ball player, I think, as more of a flanker who sometimes kicks into the slot. The problem is just they just don't have another X receiver option that they want to throw out there right now.
Well, I mean, I'll be curious. Kendrick Bourne activated off the IR, and I wonder if Kendrick Bourne starts to fill in that role a little bit. Look, Kendrick Bourne obviously coming back from a very major injury here, but I just don't think he just didn't get the time, right? Like he ran nine routes in this game. Now, we could see that route percentage, I think, start to go up, especially over the next couple of weeks, and maybe even this week against the Houston Texans. So there might be some opportunities for, I think, Jalen Polk to kind of kick out and play that flanker spot, which I think would be the best for him. First of all, that's what we saw in college, and he was fantastic in that role. And as you mentioned, man, like I think he's great in the intermediate area of the field. Now, this offensive line, I want to address this just a little bit, because I'm going back and I'm watching some, unfortunately for myself, I'm going back and I'm watching some New England Patriots passing plays here.
Wow.
I know, torturing myself for absolutely no reason. My thought was this, and this lines up with the data too, right? Like Brissett's going to Brissett, right? Which is, he's looking for kill shots down the field. There's two problems. One, he doesn't have a single player that can separate downfield. He doesn't have a one. Does not have a prayer in trying to find a guy that can win more than 20 yards downfield. Does not have a chance. And then on top of that, he doesn't have the offensive line that can hold up with that kind of protection. And then I'll throw in a third one. I just don't think from a play design standpoint, I just didn't see a lot. I'm just seeing a lot of ISO ball on the outside, basically, is what is the point that I would make, right? So I don't necessarily know if that's the case, Matt. Again, I'm not a big X's and O guy, right? But when you watch the New England Patriots offense, have you seen some creativity, at least in terms of route combination? Maybe they didn't have the right signal man. Maybe they don't have the right trigger guy. But did you see some creativity in terms of the route combinations?
Yeah, I would describe, and I just had a really good conversation about this with Nate Tice, a colleague at Yahoo, about like Alex Van Pelt and what they're doing right now in New England. It's just like pretty standard NFL stuff. Like pretty, it's fine, right?
I agree.
Like I would say it doesn't, it's not a, like what I just said about the damn Jets and that offense being like, oh God, it's so ISO, it's so static. I wouldn't say something like that, but I also wouldn't say it's like, whoa, look at the creativity and look at the wrinkles. It's just pretty standard, like what they're doing, like what they were doing in Cleveland last year with Joe Flacco, which was nothing like, holy shit, look at what they're doing with Joe Flacco. You know, it was just pretty standard stuff.
Yeah.
Like we're running crossers, we're running big digs off play action, and occasionally we're going to boot you, big guy that could push the ball down the field, which, by the way, sounds like Drake May. Big guy, push the ball down the field, going to boot you out of the pocket every now and again. Nothing crazy, nothing revolutionary, just pretty standard NFL stuff.
So going back to the offensive line, and the reason why I think I'm a lot more optimistic for Drake May than I think most people are. I know the offensive line is an issue. Again, when I talk about Brissett, you know, being Brissett, 2.9 time to throw, right? So 2.9 seconds, that's the average time to throw. For Jacoby Brissett, that was the eighth longest in the NFL in that span. Matt, that's just, it doesn't make sense. You can't be holding the ball for that long. You would like to see that number much closer to 2.6 and ideally 2.5 if truly the offensive line is that bad, which, by the way, I'm not totally buying that either. I just think that Brissett is holding the ball for just way, way too long. And that's causing some issues there, right? And then again, that kind of stuff compounds on itself, right? Like basically the O-line gets down on themselves. You know, are they playing at their peak? Are they fresh actually in pass protection too? I don't know. Maybe all of these things get fixed just a little bit with Drake May, because when you go to the reception perception, Drake May collegiate profile, really what you see is a guy that is in a collegiate way touchdown or check down, right? So a guy that used a lot of underneath stuff and was really comfortable throwing some underneath stuff, and then every now and again would really look to kind of beat you over the top. Now in Klassen's write-up, he didn't like anything that he saw in the intermediate area of the field. That's generally not great, but I do wonder, Matt, if in this particular offense, I think that might be okay. Just get the ball out quick. Let's move the chains, and let's just keep the offense on the field, and let our defense kind of sort of take a break every now and again. And by the way, their defense is pretty strong too.
Yeah, I would also say too, and I know Derek will definitely tell you about his charting, you know, that it sometimes can be like who's around the quarterback can affect the quarterback results and things like that. I think it's a little less, and this obviously is playing quarterback. It's really hard to isolate quarterbacks. Like receivers, it's one thing with like my charting, it's a little bit easier to do, even though everything is still interconnected in some way.
Of course.
You look at Drake May last year, and like his number one receiver is Tez Walker, and you can go look at the RP results for Tez Walker. He didn't give you nothing in the intermediate area of the field, because I thought when he was working with Josh Downs the year prior, Drake May did have a pretty good sense of working the intermediate. So can Jalen Polk be that guy for him? We'll see. I mean, it's a lot more to ask. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your points about Brissett are really good, because I think why a lot of people like him, and I do think he's a good backup quarterback, but I think a lot of people come back to that Browns season in 2022 before Deshaun Watson was reinstated. Like his efficiency numbers were really great in that offense. You go back and look at like PFF had them as the seventh best pass blocking team that year. The damn current Patriots are not seventh in pass blocking.
Right,
they might not be as big of a disaster as maybe people think, but they're also not that good. So they can't really block it up and let Jacoby Brissett just launch it downfield. I think they do need some creativity there with Drake May. And I'm just hoping to see more flanker work for Jalen Polk. I like your call about Kendrick Bourne. If we see, because the other guy that they're playing right now is like Kayshon Booty, and like Kayshon Booty is not a good player. So
no.
Can Kendrick Bourne come out there and be their X receiver? I think that would really open things up for Jalen Polk, who spent a lot of time, you know, throwing and catching with Drake May in the offseason on the second team.
Yeah, I think this first week, I think I'm a little bit more interested in Pop Douglas and then seeing what the future holds here for Drake May and Jalen Polk. I think that's probably the long-term answer, but I think in the short term, I am a little bit more intrigued, I think, by Demario Douglas, who I think might have a fine game, I think, here in week number 6.